This is the WGXE News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Chatham Central School District is joining some school districts in New England and the eastern U.S. in banning clown costumes this Halloween. In a post to the district website Friday, October 7th, Superintendent Cheryl A. Nuciforo said she made the decision to ban the costumes at school, school events, and on school buses after consultation with building administrators. Nuciforo said she was taking the unprecedented step, quote, to ensure that students can enjoy the fun of Halloween without worrying about their safety, end quote. In a letter to parents and guardians on October 6th, Nuciforo wrote that recent reports of clown sightings caused community concern. But after consultation with law enforcement, the district was assured there was no credible threat. In banning the costumes, she said, quote, it is unfortunate that we need to take this step, but I feel strongly that it is necessary to provide an environment where all students feel safe and secure at school, end quote. Clowns are the latest subject of internet hoaxes and panic. In recent weeks, stories from various locations have circulated about scary clowns looking to harm people. WTEN reported in late September that scary clowns were spotted at an apartment complex in Clifton Park and at another location in Half Moon. In Poughkeepsie, a 13-year-old was charged by police after making a threat against Poughkeepsie Middle School as, quote, Cluster the Clown. The police allege the teen created a Facebook page and made the threat, quote, to prank classmates from his old school, end quote, last week. Ronald McDonald, the fast food giant's clown mascot, is laying low until the clown craze in the country dies down, Time magazine reported on Tuesday, October 11th. The company remains, quote, thoughtful in respect to Ronald McDonald's participation in community events, end quote, as a result of the, quote, current climate around clown sightings in communities, according to the Associated Press. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper Michael Stead has been appointed to fill the open seat on the Ichabod Crane Board of Education until May 2017, effective immediately. The board took the action at a special meeting Friday, September 30th. Stead was appointed to fill a vacancy last year, only to be defeated in the May election. This time, he's returning to take Tracy Farrell's seat for another one-year term. Farrell, an assistant superintendent in the Poughkeepsie School District, resigned 2 weeks ago. Board Vice President Cheryl Trefsker presided over the board meeting and welcomed Stead back to the board and thanked him for accepting the seat. Stead is a teacher in the Chatham School District, and his three children are enrolled in the Ichabod Crane District. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential. Elaine Caloyeros resigned as president of SUNY Polytechnic Institute early Tuesday, October 11th. Caloyeros has been suspended without pay after he was arrested on state and federal corruption charges last month. It is unclear if Caloyeros can keep his tenured professor position. Caloyeros was one of nine people caught in U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara's public corruption net, which targeted alleged malfeasance related to the governor's upstate economic development initiatives. Caloyeros was also charged with bid rigging by State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Caloyeros was the founding president of SUNY Poly and ranked among the state's highest paid employees. He earned between $1.2 million and $1.3 million in 2015. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXE News Update.